desire and interest in your prayers this morning. It is my earnest, fervent desire that the Lord would be willing to come meet with us this morning, to visit us, to help the word of the Lord be delivered in a way that ministers to our souls. I believe that the Lord has a message for us this morning, for all of us, and maybe there's somebody here today that this message especially is intended for, maybe someone's. I'd like to read out of the book of Mark in the 4th chapter, and we'll start in the 35th verse, Mark 4 and 35. The scripture says, Mark 4 and 35, "And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and saith unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and he rebuked the wind. And he saith unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he saith unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I'd like for a few minutes this morning, if we could just draw our minds in and maybe gather in close, figuratively speaking, and reflect together for a little while. There is a need, there's a desire of all human beings that we feel and that we be loved. And that we feel peace and security. And that we have purpose. Maybe I'll write those on the board. We have a desire to be loved. And to have peace, and we'll say security, and to have purpose. The Lord put that within us, and this morning, my burden is not to speak at the surface level regarding things that'll pass away, regarding the things that maybe help satisfy some of these things in life. But rather, I'm thinking this morning of those places that are deep in our hearts. I'm thinking at the soul level today. The very innermost part of our being and the desires that we have. Because even when we desire activity and thrill, and when we desire for the natural senses of our lives, that they be satisfied, and perhaps they are at some level as we live life, even then, we still thirst for soul fulfillment in the form of divine love. We thirst as human beings to experience a love that goes deep and that is divine. And we thirst as human beings to have peace way down in our hearts and to feel secure with where we are. And we as human beings, it's been put within us to have purpose. Not just, I need to mow the lawn today, but something that goes beyond that. Something that's divine. And God is the only one that is able to meet that desire. To experience divine love and peace and security and purpose. And yet, many times we don't recognize that what really we are desiring is something that is beyond this life. And yet, so often, we don't recognize it, and we try to have these things satisfied by the things in life that actually will eventually just pass away. We live indeed. We live in a life and in a world where there is much activity and there is thrill to be found and there is satisfaction and there are many things to enjoy and the promise that there's more of it to be found. It's marketed daily, multi-billion dollar industry. Marketing and promising and drawing to come and experience and find that which you're looking for that you might be satisfied. That's what the world has to offer. And yet, these needs right here are at a very deep level that the world can't satisfy. And on top of that, we live in a time and we live in a world that's always... Most of the world has been this way. Except for in the garden. Where we live life where there are heavy doses of hardship and disappointment and failure and uncertainty and loss, grief, pain, unexpected hardship that we never thought that we would have to face in our own individual lives until we do face it. Life brings these things. And when that happens, we can then begin to question. Am I loved? Am I ever going to have peace? and security? Do I have purpose? I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know that I'll ever have purpose. Our lives can be turned upside down with what we face in life. And we question these things that reside, the desires of these things that reside in our souls. And the deepest places of our hearts. And we can come to places like this, service, church, when we all know of God. We know of Jesus. That's why we're here. And we can come and we can sit in these places. And there are times when, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, we can wonder, Lord, do you love me? Lord, do you have a peace that I hear about for me? Lord, I don't know what my place is. Does this description of life speak to you on any level at all? Have you ever been there? In any of these places where you wonder, where you search, where you're not sure? All of us are given, we've been given the gift of life, but we've also, with life comes a responsibility, whether we ask for it or not, of journeying through life. You don't get to just sit in neutral. We've been given the gift of life, but we have been asked to then and tasked with journeying through life. Sojourning. Sojourn. We are here for a little time. And then eventually we pass over unto the other side. And we don't have anything to say about that. That's just the way it will be. We have life today. All of us that are here are alive. God has given us life, and every one of us today are in the process of passing over. There's a journey that's involved with that. And we're passing over to go to the other side. And as we pass over, many times there are things that we face in life that we don't have anything to say about, that we couldn't have done anything about. Many things we do have something to say about. But there are many storms of life and wind and rain and fallen trees and things that come our way that we didn't ask for, but it happens to us. And I believe that Jesus gave us a vivid example, deep and profound, really, of this that we're speaking of this morning. And then he coupled it with an exhortation that is intended to help us, to bring perspective, and to encourage us when we face these places in life. It said, in the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let's pass over unto the other side. And that's what we've been given to do in life, as was mentioned. It's time. It's our turn. The time that the earth has been in existence, and all the people that have been here, that have come and have gone, many, 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 many people, and yet today, we are alive today in the midst of all creation. We are alive, and it is our turn to sojourn. It is our turn to journey. It is our turn to pass over to the other side. It speaks to me and it speaks to you. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. When he sent away the multitude, it became very personal. It was just them and the Lord. This is a very deeply personal journey that we're on this morning. And there are profound personal realities that are associated with passing over. Life is real. Your feelings are real. Emotions are real. This is real. We desire this in life, and we need it. And while they were passing over, there arose a great storm of wind, and waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. In the process of passing over, there arose a great storm. Unexpected wind and waves and power that flooded their ship. And we experience the same thing in life. We experience unexpected wind and waves and power that has a way of rocking our boat, our life. Power that's greater than what we have within ourselves. Power that when we face it and we look at the waves and we look at the wind and we look at the mountains and the fire and the deep waters that are before us to pass over, we look at it and we realize, I don't have what it takes to do that. And we want to survive, and we want to pass over, and we want to do it well. And we want to live life with fulfillment. And we want to have purpose. And we want to have peace. And we want to be loved. And then we face these sorts of things. And we've spoken of it already. These hard places, fear and grief and uncertainty and hardship and loss and failure, we face not just nature's hurricanes and tornadoes and thunderstorms, which we in the South are well acquainted with, but we face hurricanes of uncertainty that can just overwhelm us, uncertainty. We face tornadoes of loss and grief and emptiness. Have you ever experienced it? Tornadoes turn your life upside down. Suck things out of you that you thought were secure. And a tornado comes along and sometimes so quickly visits upon us difficult places. And thunder clouds can roll in and bring with them discouragement and dark places. And you know what I found in life is that strange thing is that sometimes you know exactly what the catalyst is that brought the hard places to you in life, and there are other times that you don't. Have you ever had that experience where You feel empty, but you don't know why. It seems like you should have purpose, but you don't feel like you do. It seems like you have every reason to be loved and feel loved, but you question, particularly from a divine standpoint sometimes. And our response oftentimes is to row harder. Do the same thing that we've been doing to try to make it to the other side safely and experience some fulfillment along the way. And so we try harder in our own strength and yet sometimes to no avail. And then we get to the place where we say, where's Jesus? Lord, where are you? Lord, I feel empty and I feel uncertain and I don't know. Do you love me, Lord? Lord, look at what all's happening in my life. Lord, I thought you were going to go with me in life. I thought, Lord, that when I agreed to be one of your children, that I would then have you by my side, and that when these things came and began to overwhelm my life and my boat and my ship, everything that I have, it seems like it's starting to go underwater. And I thought that it wouldn't be that way. Lord, are you here? Do you know? Do you care? And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him. You think they really did wake him up? And said unto him, Master, do you not care? Do you not care that we are going to die? Do you not care that we perish? It appeared to the disciples that the Lord was simply unaware of their need. But do you think he was really asleep to all that was going on? I don't think that the Lord was asleep. I don't think, maybe he was physically asleep. But the Lord knew. He's God. He was in control. The Lord wasn't writhing his hands, and he wasn't fearful and uncertain. No, not that either. He was actually quite comfortable with a pillow to boot. And no, he didn't have a close call. He didn't call up God the Father that night and say, Father God, you're not going to believe this. I had a really close call today. I was in a ship and I fell asleep, and it got really nasty out there, and the wind started blowing and the waves, and the ship was starting to become overwhelmed with water. Lord, Father, I had a really close call because I fell asleep, and if they wouldn't have woke me up, I wouldn't have known what was going on, and God, I would have died. Is that possible? Do you think that's where Jesus was that day? He doesn't die. He's not going to die like we are. No, I don't think that's what it was at all. And the Lord is not asleep to your need either this morning. And I believe today that the Lord wants us to be able to read this account. And I believe He wants us to get a hold of the truth this morning, that whether it feels like it or not, He is not asleep to what is going on in your life. And He cares, and He's in control, and He doesn't want us to fear. And it said that He arose, and He rebuked the wind, and He said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind and the waves was still. They were still. And it said that there was a great calm. And I believe that the Lord was doing this not just to show that He could calm nature's elements, But I believe the Lord this morning wants us to be able to get a hold of the truth that there is a peace that He wants us to have in the midst of the storm. That He is in control. I'm in the process of learning it. I haven't arrived yet. I wish that I could say that I've arrived, but I haven't. I'm still endeavoring to learn this truth by the help of the Lord. But I have experienced it. And the Lord has shown me that He can do this. And I want to grow in Him. And I want to get closer to the place where I can say with more fervency of spirit that I glory in tribulation. As Paul said, knowing that the Lord is in control of all. He's got it. He has me. I don't need to be fearful. He isn't going to allow me to be overwhelmed. And I want to continue to do a better job of considering who He is and what He has already done. Because in one place, they were fearful in the midst of a storm before, and the Scripture said it was because they considered not the miracle of the loaves and the fishes that happened less than 24 hours before that. It's the same God. And yet so often, the tornado passes, but then a hurricane shows up, and then we see God's miracle with the tornado. But this is a hurricane. It's not a tornado. Well, this is a thunderstorm. And the Lord is wanting us to get a hold of the fact. Do you not remember? I am God. And the 40th verse said, and He said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Our tendency is to say, but what about this? What about this over here? And what if this happens over here? And well, if that happens and this happens, then this could happen. And there's a lot of what abouts. And then all the while, Jesus is standing by saying, what about me? What about me? How about being still and trusting me with this? Not just physically be still. Yes, it's important. Sometimes we need to stop moving. Physically, just sit still. But I believe the Lord is speaking even beyond that. The Lord wants our soul to be at rest. He's speaking to us that our soul could be still. Be still and know that I am God. And the translation, one of the translations of being still, it is release. Be still. Let go. Be still. Surrender that ye may know. That ye may know what? That ye may know that I am your God. I am your refuge. I am your strength. I am your comfort. I am love. I am peace. I am your peace. I am purpose for you. I am the captain of the Lord of hosts, and you are my child. He loves us. He cares for us, and yet so often as people and as human beings, We try so hard to get to know who God is without letting go, without releasing, without surrendering. We hold on and we try to use our own strength and we try to keep pushing and pulling. And in the meantime, Lord, who are you? And it doesn't work. And the Lord wants us. He's speaking peace to our hearts and he's saying, be still, thy soul, be still. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will open the door, if any man will hear my voice, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. We have to be willing to be still that we might hear the voice of the Lord and let Him come in to us with His power and His might and His glory and His peace. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith when I've promised to be with you? Brothers and sisters, this morning, the exhortation is, may God help us to cease struggling, trying to find love and peace and security and purpose in all of the things that pass away and that, or only feel at peace when it feels and looks like peace. But that we would be intentional and deliberate this morning about drawing nigh unto God. And that we would be daily diligent about developing a relationship with Jesus Christ and trusting Him and having increased faith in Him because He becomes our all in all, so that when these storms come, we can say, the Lord is my refuge and my strength. Of whom shall I fear? And when we do this, He will speak peace to our soul. The message from the Lord to us this morning is, be still, thy soul.